Hey, what's going on, everybody? You are listening to Anime Junkies, Three Weaves in a Podcast, here to give you your weekly fix of all that is anime. Let's get to it.
All right, gonna give me some paper, boy.
Episode of Three Weeks in a Podcast. It's your girl Kaysaki.
It's your girl Chibi Leah.
Hisu in the building.
Hey, and we are back again after a very unexpected hiatus because I don't know what happened last time. But what's been going on? How was your 4-week vacation?
4-week vacation? Who did that?
I feel like it's been about 4 weeks.
It hasn't. It's been only 2 weeks, maybe a potential 3, only because we were supposed to release an episode, but you know, we're going on our trying to fix the audio saga journey, and it has its bumps. It's having its bumpy roads, I guess.
That's fair.
But you know, we didn't want to give you guys an audio that wasn't pleasing to the ears, like the one that just so happened to be, was supposed to be released. So we apologize for that. But other than that, things are good. I'm watching anime. So excited. By the time this recording comes out, spring will be at least 2 weeks in full effect, and we're getting a lot of dope ass bangers.
Hey, I'm looking so forward to spring and all of those things. What about you, Hidehitsu?
Well, you know me, still watching anime and playing video games. I haven't played Harry Potter in a while.
You haven't played Harry Potter in a while?
I haven't played Harry Potter in a while.
Why?
I don't know. Why haven't?
Don't look at me, because you can play anytime you want. You don't gotta wait for me.
I don't know, because y'all be playing together, so I don't know if I believe that.
Well, no, you should believe it, because there are times where I'm knocked the hell out and Hisu is playing for hours and hours, and I'll wake up and I'm like, how far did you get? I actually don't care if he plays without me, as long as we get that Avada Kedavra spell. If you get that Avada Kedavra spell without me, I'm
Yeah, see? She don't want me to play by myself, but if I get the spell that she want, she gonna kill me.
I think we're getting too close in the game to get it. Well, I don't know, because we already have 2 of the 3 curse spells so far, so.
Okay.
We're getting fairly close to Avada Kedavra.
All I know is there's an In the Shadow mission right now, and I've been waiting to play it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, to be fair, I have been KOing immediately after work for like the past week. So to be fair, I've been asleep. So I appreciate you not playing. But also, we've been watching Eminence in Shadow. Well, I've been watching Eminence in Shadow because Hitsu was like, you gotta watch it. You must watch it. So a lot of that time that could have been spent playing Harry Potter was spent binging Eminence in Shadow.
Hell fucking yeah.
And I must say, that shit is fire.
Let's go.
Yeah, I can't get into it. I'm so sorry, guys.
Have you been tried watching Eminence in Shadow?
No, I've tried watching a lot of things.
But you haven't tried watching Eminence in Shadow.
I feel like you would like Eminence in Shadow just because I honestly think it's like one of those isekais, like Jobless. Not quite there on the level of Jobless, but in terms of plot-driven storyline, it's actually pretty decent.
Is there character development?
Well, there doesn't need to be character development because essentially he is the same person that he was in the real world, he just has magic. Like, he's literally the same person. Most people create new identities or want to start over in an isekai, but he's just like, no, I can be... I'm the same person I was in the real world. Only difference is I got magic. And I could be... I could just tell my own story how I want to. But yeah, but I think I also like it because it has a lot of amazing female characters. Like, I love when there's like a strong lineup of amazing female characters that are, they're just some badass bitches. And there's the women in this anime go absolutely crazy because every woman is a hero, essentially, or every woman is like the head of a military force. They snap.
Okay.
So if you're not gonna watch it, you're not gonna watch it because it's an isekai, at least watch it because they have strong female leads.
Oh, I think that's the reason why I didn't want to watch it.
You got something against women?
No, it's not that I have something against women. I feel like there's like a mood to, like, when there's a bunch of female in anime, you have to assume that there's a lot of fan service.
There is not a lot of fan service in this anime. Okay.
Because that's the thing that I think I had low patience for, of like, there's a bunch of females in this, in which I love females, don't get me wrong, but like, I just don't like the fan service. Like, I'm not like I'm not against fan service, but I think there's a level of fan service that specifically isekais have that go kind of like overboard, where it's kind of like, all right.
Well, the good news about this anime is that the main character has no interest in any of these women.
Oh, that's good.
He has little, non-existent, zero, zilch, nada, romantic or sexual longing for any of these characters. And a lot of these women aren't even really around him. They go off, they do their own thing, and they only are there when it's time to kill or murk somebody or handle business.
That's good.
So, yeah. If you guys are not fans of fan service, this is a really good isekai dark fantasy action anime for people to watch, for sure.
Okay.
What about you, Hizu?
It's funny. I think that shit's hilarious.
It is very funny. It actually is funny, which is really hard for me because I feel like I'm a tough critic when it comes to things that are sad or happy. So the fact that this anime actually has me laughing out loud, it's because he's like so unserious. He's so unserious.
Mm-hmm.
But he's so strong. Like, it's like, I don't know. It's hard to explain. It's honestly a really hard anime to describe. You just have to experience it.
Mm-hmm. The man literally doesn't like worry about anything but trying his best to be a background character.
Yeah.
that's where the comedy comes in. Like, he literally does his hardest to be like, what else can I do to be the plain, boring, average guy so no one would suspect me? Suspect me.
Oh yeah, that's true. He doesn't want to be the main character.
Mm-hmm. I think I remember that. You guys saying that.
And that's another reason why.
You know what? I think I did try to No. It wasn't that. It was My Life as a Dating Sim. That's the one did try to watch.
But it's very similar. It's very a lot of parallels to that.
Yeah, because he didn't want to be the main character either. Yeah. In that one.
Yeah, I would say that Eminence and Shadow
has like similar
trapped in a dating sim times 1,000 with violence. Lot of violence.
Gotcha. Okay.
Heads roll.
Okay.
Blood flies, rains down on you like shower. Okay. It gets crazy.
All right.
I mean, it is a high dive streaming anime, so yeah. If it's on high dive, you know it's gonna be a little disturbing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, as everybody knows, Zelda Tears of Kingdom is coming out in the end of April, I believe. The end of April, beginning of May. I think, I can't remember now. I know it's coming out soon, guys. I know it's coming, I think it's May.
The end of April is not soon.
Well, I mean, it's within the month. I mean, it was sooner than yesterday.
I'm done.
I'm just saying.
She said we are one day closer to the end of May, the beginning of end of April, beginning of May. We're one day closer.
Let me tell you, what my weep related stuff this week has been related around Zelda Tears of Kingdom. I've been watching. So the creator of Zelda actually released a not an expo, but like a I believe it's like a 10-minute clip of him actually playing different parts of the game, which is amazing. Like, it looks so cool. It's like they took the world that they built for Breath of the Wild, but then they added more to it with, like, it doesn't feel like a DLC because there's a lot more things to do. Like, they added a sky component to it, and so there's new calamities, there's new projects, like you can make a thing. I don't know, I'm just really excited. And if you ever played Breath of the Wild, you guys know how amazing that game is, then I think you guys would love Tears of Kingdom, and I think that that's gonna be an amazing game. So I'm still looking forward to it. I've just been watching a whole bunch of videos. Also, Nintendo released a new Switch that is Zelda themed, and it looks really good. So if you guys don't have a Switch, go out and get one. I already have one, so I'm not buying a new one. But yeah, super cool. That's pretty much where my weep related stuff has been. It's been all in video games,
and that's okay,
because that's weep stuff,
and that's all right. You heard it here first. Keisaki is highly recommending that everybody hop on that Zelda train, play Breath of the Wild first, and then try the new game that's coming out shortly after.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Then when it comes out and when I get the game, guys, I'm going to do a game review. Like, I will review. I will let you know if it's good or not.
I will get to playing the game one day, maybe, who knows, I don't know, probably not, but,
okay, moving on, just kidding,
just kidding. I don't know, like, I can't get into games like that, I don't know, it's just,
she's not a gamer,
it's just not for me, I guess,
she's not a gamer,
I just don't understand, because you make, okay, here's the thing that I really don't understand about you, in particular, you make Hoodhitsu wait to play Hogwarts for
you. But I
you.
Actually play Hogwarts. He made me. He forced me.
What?
Because no, like you actually now forced me to play like the fights.
I forced her to do the battles.
The battles, they're so hard.
So literally, normally she'll just walk up to people and talk or look to collect items.
Yeah, you know.
That's it.
That's all I do.
But, you know, the game comes, like, the game has, I think, like, four different tiers of levels where literally the first tier is, I'm just here for the story. You guys should have just clicked on that for specifically Chibilia. You guys could have got
the story leads to a lot of fights. That's what we're saying. Like, there's a lot of battles within the story.
So you just don't like fighting.
She just don't like fighting. She can't remember what the buttons are.
I can't remember the buttons. To do the spells and the different types of things. But I'm learning. Hitsu has taught me some things. And I won my first battle. And it was really hard. It was a lot of dark wizards. And there was a gigantic troll. Or were they wizards? No, they were those little skeleton, dead skeleton things with the smoke.
Let's just call them dark wizards.
Dark wizards, okay. Yeah, dark wizards, and there was trolls. It was really scary.
But she won.
But I won.
And that was her first battle.
I don't think it was my first battle.
Was her first real battle.
It was my first battle with that many people and that big of an opponent.
Her first real battle.
Oh my god, wait until you get into... What do you play? Modern Warfare? Halo?
Oh, she's not.
Call of Duty.
She's not playing,
I'm not playing that.
Call of Duty.
I literally am only probably gonna play Hogwarts, and that will be probably the last game
I
play in at least
don't
5 to 10 years.
I don't understand. Like, you have a whole Switch and you don't play it. If you don't Oh my gosh, that drives me insane.
I mean, to be perfectly honest with you, if you had not peer pressured me to buy the Nintendo Switch, I would have never.
Are you kidding me?
God's watching. He sees all.
Let me tell you.
He hears all, and he's gonna strike you down because no. You literally was like, I got my Switch, and then she was like, Chibi, you have to get one. You must get one. Go get one. And I'm like, I don't play games. You know, I don't play games. You're like, but it'll be fun. We could play games. We can be online. Da, da, da. So I was like, okay, cool, whatever. I'll try. I needed a new coping mechanism for work stress because all the other things weren't working.
See, she agreed.
But games just, I don't know. Games aren't for me. I don't know. Yeah. It didn't stick very long. I played it for a little bit, and then I was like, yeah, I think I'm done with this.
Y'all played Mario Kart for like a month and a half.
We did. Now,
I played with my coworker.
You played Mario Kart?
I played Mario Kart with my coworker.
Well, congratulations. Now, what I wish, though, that I can get more into is actually playing more games that are online based, because I do play a lot of like solo games. Like Hogwarts is a solo game, it's not online. Zelda is not online, it's a solo game. Sims is not online, it's a solo game. So I think I could make more friends if I learned to play some online games. But online games is hard. Like, I can't do Call of Duty because every time I get onto Call of Duty, like, the first 5 seconds, I die. That's not fun.
Yeah.
It wasn't fun for us either when we first started playing, because I'm pretty sure 10 or 11 year old me was like, this is hard.
Yeah, even to this day, if Hitsu keeps getting killed, he fusses.
Oh, yeah, no. That's because it's bullshit.
No, you be like, I'm just gonna turn this stupid game off.
I could literally jump into a game, land with like 2 kills right off the bat. Then I'd get like 4 more kills. And then all of a sudden, some dude from like, I don't know, 50 yards away snipes me. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, that's some bullshit.
Do you make new friends?
I haven't made new friends on the Xbox in a while. Honestly, I got too many friendships off of Xbox, for real.
Oh, so you like, have I'm talking made, about, like, over the years, you have made
yeah.
friends.
Oh, yeah. Oh, 2011, 2012, it was the worst. Because I was playing Call of Duty Black Ops 2.
Oh, Black Ops. I remember when that came out.
Yeah. And when that came out, I found these dudes. We was playing. It got to a point where the moment I got online, they'd be like, oh, he on? They would call my phone.
Oh, nice. So you made like long-lasting friends.
We need to exchange numbers so we could call each other when we get online.
Ooh,
that's so cute.
Yeah, it was cool. And then, you know, the game obviously changed, so We tried to keep up with each other, but then eventually, you know, we fell off. But then, occasionally, I get calls from them. So, yeah, we check up on each other.
It was a good moment in your life.
Moment?
Yeah, like making those friends with that specific game. Now you play Modern Warfare. Don't you have met some new people yeah. that you play with?
Hell no. No. All these people is randoms. I haven't played with it. I haven't played with somebody I really know in a long time.
Oh.
Sorry to hear that.
Because most
sad.
Of the people I play with.
I know, it's kind of sad. I'm like, oh, you just told us a sweet story about how you met people, and then you're like, dang, it's been a while since 2012, 2013.
You know what I'm saying?
It's been a while. It's been like 10 years.
10 years.
Since you made a friend.
Yeah.
No. Because
these niggas is phony now.
Oh, no.
Niggas get upset if you make one mistake. They be like, oh, you a bot.
They do, because it's like...
I'm like, bro, I
people
just make...
take games very seriously.
They do. But my thing is, nigga, unless you're getting paid for this, why?
It's a serious... It don't matter, but like, games, it don't matter if they're getting paid for it. It's serious to them.
Yeah, bro,
some people
exactly.
are very
and,
serious
and
about their
also, games. And also, some people are trying to, like, have, like, records... Right, like they have goals. Like I don't know. I only play solo games, but like I think of Sims. Right, Sims have very different goals that you try to achieve through gameplay. Right, and so maybe they're trying to go through like certain amount of I don't know, plays without killing people or a certain amount of kills or whatever it is. So, I don't know. People have different, like...
Or they could be
things that they're trying to, you know, accomplish. Right, exactly. Especially if they're streaming. If they're streaming and then they got a shitty-ass person on their... No offense. If they got a shitty-ass person on their team, I'll be cursing them out, too.
That would piss me off. If I was a streamer and I'm, you know, people know me for being, you know, winning.
Right.
Playing good games, and then I get online with a loser. I want to be pissed off.
Yo. Yes. Absolutely.
Not saying you're a loser.
No, you're not.
I'm hearing you.
You're not a loser.
I'm here. Everything you
you're
say.
Not a loser,
no,
babe.
No. I mean, you made friends in 2011.
Yeah, which means you play pretty well. And I've seen you win a lot of games.
I've won a lot of games.
Exactly. I mean,
Hitsu is not a loser, ladies and gentlemen.
Exactly.
He's a winner.
Yeah, and his
this
heart.
This sounds so terrible. It's like one of those moments where you walk away and they be like, yeah, he sucks.
He whispers, he's trash.
He's trash.
No, I can firmly confirm that Hisu's not trash at video games.
Coming from the person that, coming from, and remember, it's coming from a person that does not play video games. So
no, like I've seen him play games. He really can play games.
That's true.
Like, he really can win.
Yeah, I've seen it too.
Me on the other hand. I'm the one that people kick off their team. Like, you can't play with us anymore.
Yeah, no, yeah. Chibi.
I suck pretty bad at games.
Yeah.
Now when they got collecting missions, you collect stuff quick.
Oh yeah. I have my strengths and weaknesses. Gun games, not very good at them.
But you
I
might feel like
with practice I could be really I could get a lot better.
I think you would I think you would like Zelda. I know that I'm so into Zelda right now, but like I think you would genuinely like it because you don't have to you if you don't want to fight you don't have to. Like if you wanted to shoot bow and arrows and win, like you can do that. You don't have to fight like in combat. Or if you don't want to fight at all, you don't have to. Like, you could still beat the game without
fighting.
Sounds like you have some experience with that, huh?
Let me tell you, I'm a professional bow and arrow person, okay? I will get the bomb.
She's an archer for real.
I'm a professional archer.
I just throw bows.
I do. I get the best little arrows, and I just shoot from afar. That's
all I do. Well, the thing about me is I like to fight. So, like, I remember it. We were playing a mission in Hogwarts and we were just supposed to sneak in and I just started blasting. And Hisu was like, oh, that's what we doing?
Right.
He's like, that's what we doing? We fighting? And knowing damn well I can't fight.
As soon as she died, here, take the controller.
Let's take the controller. It's your turn.
I said you went in that joint with your hand on your wand, ready to go.
Ready to get people together.
She was ready to throw hands.
I was, but I lost.
All right, y'all. Well, let's jump straight into this anime news so that we can get to the topic. All right, you guys. Starting off, Vinland Saga Season 2, Part 2 is scheduled to premiere April 3rd. Secondly, we have a Scott Pilgrim, the anime, which is coming to Netflix, starring the original cast to voice act their original characters. It's pretty awesome. Anime Japan 2023 just passed, so there have been many new anime announcements, starting with Summer 2023 anime lineup, starring Bungle Stray Dogs Season 5, Malevolent Spirits Season 2, My Happy Marriage Season 1, The Devil is a Part-Timer Season 2, ReZero Season 2, Horimiya Peace, which is also a spinoff, Jobless Reincarnation Season 2, Rurouni Kenshin the anime, wow, and alongside Jujutsu Kaisen Season 2 and Bleach have all been officially announced and set to premiere this July 2023. Spy Family Season 2, Undead Unlock, and Rent-A-Girlfriend Season 2 is also scheduled to premiere this October 2023. Spy Family Code, White Movie, is scheduled to premiere this December 22nd in Japan, which, you know what that means, we're gonna get it in the summer. My Hero Academia Season 7, Higher Card Season 2, Hypnosis Mike, Division Rap Battle Season 2, and Blue Lock Season 2, plus a Blue Lock movie, has officially been announced. Lastly, we have Chained Soldier, which is scheduled to premiere January 2024. What do you guys think about this week's really packed anime news?
That's a lot of anime.
That was a lot.
That's a lot of freaking anime. First of all, it's so crazy how, like, last year we were literally tearing apart summer and spring as the worst seasons to come out with anime, and they did a whole reverse on us, and now it's spring lineup and now summer lineup is outdoing fall and winter.
100%. I am shocked about Rurouni Kenshin. I wonder, are they remaking the anime? Like, are they doing a whole remake, or like, are they continuing it? I'm just very shocked about
they're remaking it.
Yeah, it's a remake. Ooh.
They're making it, and also it was a little error. It's ReZero Season 3.
Okay.
Not 2.
ReZero Season 3. Yeah, I was saying that, I was thinking, because I remember Season 2 was terrible.
Yeah, but we saw the trailer for Season 3. OMG. Are we in for a little
bit? Is it making sense? Are they?
It don't have to make sense.
It don't have to make sense. It don't have to make sense. The witches are coming.
Did you just try to say sense plural?
No. No, I didn't. Mind your business. Shut up. No. Anyway, back on track.
It's not making sense.
Anyway, back on track. ReZero Season 3, the trailer.
All right.
The witches were here. They came.
Weren't they there in the first
I don't know
place?
How many of them or which ones, but I think it was at least 3 or 4.
I saw 3 of them scary motherfuckers. They were just sitting in the air. If you haven't seen the trailer, y'all, check this out. If y'all ain't seen the trailer, obviously when Anime Japan 2023 happened, they showed the actual trailer.
But didn't they reveal the witches in this?
Yeah, too? But yeah. they were in a space.
Yeah, but they were trapped.
Yeah, I don't think they were trapped.
They were
supposed
in
to
like
dead.
An alternative. No, they were in like
yeah,
a
they
field,
were,
in
yeah.
the
but
rings.
They were stuck there.
Yeah,
but they were stuck there. They
and a picnic
leave.
Table.
Yep.
Right? Yeah.
Like that was the space.
But they're now able to roam free.
That's what it looked like.
Some of them
are they gonna anyway. Attack the what was that? There was like greed. There were I don't know. I feel like they were I feel like at the end of ReZero there was a guy named Greed that was killing people for no reason. And then there was another little girl. I think she was a witch too. I'm not quite sure. But she was trying to.
She was
trying to kill Amelia. Yeah, there was a lot. There was a lot happening.
Yeah, I feel like we like took a hard left somewhere.
Yeah, it definitely.
And went into the forest and got lost. that's like how I can describe Season 2 of ReZero. I'm like, we're like falling away from the.
It
plot.
Was like they were rushing through something, and they were kind of just like bombarding us with new. Plot that didn't make sense, but also reaching the mm-hmm. end of the anime, and you were just like,
it felt like they weren't bringing it back.
Yeah.
So I was actually shocked to see a trailer for a new season, because the way it ended, it seemed like it was done.
Well,
it wasn't done. They were stuck. You could tell that it needed something because of how it ended. They've been stuck in the same place for almost 2 seasons, kind of.
Yeah, but now everyone's memories have been altered.
Yeah.
They forgot about my girl.
Rin.
What?
They Rin? She's still not.
The one in a coma.
Oh, yeah. They memories weren't altered.
Justice for Rem. Justice.
She was like, I don't have a sister. What's the other girl? What's the pink hair girl?
Ram.
All I remember is Rem. Oh.
I'm super excited for Jobless Reincarnation Season 2 as well, because we get that time skip. We get Teenage Rudis.
Ooh. I'm so excited. He, you know, my man left us off with a broken heart.
Yeah. Rudis needed to go off on his own, though.
Yeah, but she didn't have to ditch my man like that. Like,
all right. She literally, like, they had sex.
She said, bye.
She was like, bye.
She didn't even say bye.
All I know is that he woke up with a broken heart and he was like, I finally got it in, and then you leave.
He was depressed. He didn't leave that tent.
He didn't eat. He didn't do none of it for a while.
And then he, like, had to snap himself out of it because he was falling back into his old self habits before he got reincarnated. Yeah. I'm like, your root is gray rat. Stand up. That's facts.
What's even crazier is the whole fact of, like, trying to find his mom.
Yeah.
That's going to be serious.
I wonder. I don't know if they're going to have found her already, but yo, I feel like they're going to give us a little bit more journey. They can't just be like, boom, she's there.
They literally, like, previewed where she was, I think, in the season 2, mm-hmm. right? She was, like, deep she's underground. Far.
No, it was the last episode. It was she's the last episode of season
very,
1.
Very, very far.
She's very, very far and somewhere underground. And then you got that man that they ran into
that killed him.
Right. And he was like, you're not supposed to be here, because he was like, he only has 2 sons. What are you doing here? Like, or no, he only has 2 daughters. He doesn't have a son. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm excited. So that is an isekai story that I feel like is well developed. They thought a lot of, and it's a light novel too, but it's a well-developed story, and they actually finished it. ReZero.
ReZero is just the isekai.
I like it because of the
isekai. It follows the trope to a T, and it don't have to make sense, because a lot of isekais just don't make sense.
Nah, fuck that.
We just there for. I don't even know what we're there for, but we're just there.
I need
for whatever they throw at us, I suppose.
I don't care what happens. Season 3. It could be fire ass fights. It could be a good plot. It could be like a comeback season, whatever. I need one of the motherfucking episodes to explain to me why this motherfucker went into a convenience store
and then walked out
into a new world.
I don't think we'll ever get that explanation. I don't think they ever.
Yeah.
It's just like, boom.
No.
This dude still had the snacks in the bag in his hand.
It was so random.
Oh my god. It was so random.
No catalyst whatsoever.
1,000%.
It didn't seem like he fell. 1,000%. He wasn't glowing.
There was no catalyst. He literally went to get some food, a midnight snack, walked out the store, and he's in the road of another world. Like, that's it.
That was like some Narnia. That was like Narnia type.
At least in Narnia, there was a wardrobe that they stumbled across, you know what that's I'm saying? True. And they went in.
Yeah, it made more sense. And also, they played a lot of, what was it, hide and go seek or something like that. And they hid away from the person that was watching
in
there.
And she ended up falling back in some damn snow.
Yeah.
She's stupid.
That's not her fault.
She didn't pick, she just chose the hiding place. It wasn't supposed to be a whole nother world in the damn wardrobe. Like, you act like that's her fault.
I would've went back.
I am excited about Bungo Stray Dogs. I mean, I'm always excited about Bungo Stray Dogs. But I'm gonna be honest, and we'll talk more about it when we get to the topic. I'm a little bit confused at the same time, but like, it's hard for me to believe that this anime could ever be bad. It's not bad. This is a great anime. It just had maybe one bad season.
I don't know if it's bad. I did stop watching it because it was just not... It was confusing me. It wasn't the typical Bungo Stray Dogs season that we're all used to. And I think that's kind of why, like, season 1 through 3 was very specific and fed its plot very well. And season 4 started off with a flashback, characters missing, where did they go, like, who are these people? Like, we're all very confused.
Yeah, and then they jump between the present and the past. It's just very, very confusing. But we'll talk more about it when we get into our topic of the week.
What about?
Do you guys have anything else?
Are you kidding me? Bleach. It's coming out in July.
Everyone already knows.
And guess what? I'm saying it again.
Okay.
And Jujutsu Kaisen.
Jujutsu Kaisen.
Oh, that's what I'm more excited about.
Oh, see,
about,
now she hype about something.
No, because we're in for a treat, ladies and gentlemen.
From what I heard, we're in for a sad, sad time.
We're in for some shit.
I don't know. Jujutsu Kaisen has never been, my top.
Well, that's because things have gotten serious in JJK, but you don't know what serious is. You don't know what serious is. Season 2, well, first we have to get through the flashback of when Gojo was a student, and we get to get the backstory of the villain a little bit, because we see him, but we don't know who he is or why he's doing what he's doing, so we get some insight into him and what it was like when they were students. We get to see a new character that's about to whoop some ass. And then from there, we proceed into a complete massacre of bodies. Everyone dying. Everyone gonna die.
Everyone gonna die.
She say it like she look forward to it.
I don't look forward to it, but I look forward to it. I don't look forward to seeing my faves die, because that's gonna hurt really bad, or getting hurt really, really bad. But also, I am excited to witness the action and see what I read come to life. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm excited for.
I feel that.
And now you can talk about your excitement for Bleach.
Yeah, because you cut me off. But I will, thank you.
You're welcome.
So, back to the creme de la creme. See, we knew that we was waiting for this to come soon, but I did not know it was going to come in July. So let me tell you something. I already said it last season. I'm going to say it this season. If Bleach is on it, it's going to win.
I don't know, because I thought that Bleach was going to win something at the Crunchyroll Awards, and they won nothing. I don't think they won anything.
Where did they miss? Did they miss the nomination mark?
I don't know.
Did it come out this winter, 2023? No, it didn't. No.
It came out last year.
Get nominated at all. Interesting. You are right about
it. Didn't, but Attack on Titan did. But Attack on Titan did. So, I'm wondering if it didn't get nominated at all because it was stuck in Disney jail. That's what's gonna hurt Bleach.
That could be potentially why.
Yeah, because I was there wasn't many people talking about it, and it wasn't in the...
Well, you actually...
Which,
that makes
a part
sense.
Of me thinks, if you're going to have an anime award, which I get that it is sponsored through
and
Crunchyroll,
that's probably
I get that.
It's
but
not
if,
a Crunchyroll anime anymore, so why would it be a part of the Crunchyroll Anime Awards?
Right. Because I was thinking, I get it, but if you're going to have an award ceremony for anime, you should include literally all anime.
But it's not for all
Even
anime.
If it's not by your platform.
It's literally just for Crunchyroll anime. So if you don't stream or have a license or some type of contract with Crunchyroll, then you are exempt.
I mean, I get it, but they're trying to make it more, official. It seems like Crunchyroll wants to make their award systems more official. But if you're going to make it more official, regular TV show nominations, then I think there's, some sort of, you gotta, I don't know, include all anime. Actual all anime. But
they might be salty as fuck that they lost it and was like, nah. Don't
I mean, I would be
roster.
Salty, too. I would be salty, too. It sucks that certain animes have been stuck in Disney jail.
I'm just
like
shocked
Tokyo
that they got Bleach.
I haven't seen it at all.
Crunchyroll has had Bleach for decades.
They must have paid a lot of money for it.
It's Disney.
It is Disney.
It's Disney.
Disney got way more money than Crunchy
Disney World. Was like, did you hear what Disney did in Florida? Sure. I'll cut this out. But I feel like that should be part of the news, though, because the mayor and so the mayor or the governor, you know, DeSantis, he's basically trying to take control over Disney. And DeSantis basically fired all the board at Disney and was like, I'm going to replace the board with people that I want to be on the board. And so before he could actually replace the board, Disney actually signed into like a contract saying that DeSantis can't take over any of Disney's property until the son of Meghan Markle's 21 years after the son of Meghan Markle's like child dies.
Mm-hmm. Basically,
yeah.
What?
Disney said, you ain't gonna see this ever.
Basically,
yep. You will never yep. get control. And like,
that's crazy.
Yep. And it was hilarious because the board that DeSantis made showed up to work that day and was all handed legal document paper, basically saying they can't do shit.
Checkmate.
What the fuck are you there for?
Listen, Disney has been around the game too long to not know how the system works. Disney mm-hmm. plays the long game, always.
And Disney be winning.
Mm-hmm. They do. They be mm-hmm. winning.
They be winning, which is like why they're basically monopolizing.
If it wasn't for a law that they couldn't monopolize everything, they would run everything.
They would run everything. Think about it. Most people, you know, when they have a dispute, they have to go through a long case. There's a investigation, blase, lawsuits, contracts. No, Disney just be like, how much?
How much you want?
Because Disney got like 21 lawyers.
I'm pretty sure they got more than that.
All working. They probably do. They probably do. Man, it must pay to be a Disney lawyer.
You gonna be one?
Anyways. I know, I can't protect
nobody. I can't protect nobody. Go back to school. What's the difference now?
Well, she didn't go to school for law, so.
It's all she gotta do is go back, get a couple
of lawyers. And I feel like if you're gonna represent Disney, you better be the best of the best lawyers.
Yeah.
You do.
Whatever lawyer drafted that contract knew was a genius. Was an absolute genius.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Whoever proposed that was a big contract move. To Disney was yes. an absolute genius.
I feel like it could have been a team effort.
It probably was a team effort.
It definitely was.
The lawyers that they have on payroll is not to be fucked with, because a regular lawyer would not think of that concept. Like, who would think mm-hmm. to make a contract out of that to stop someone legally from taking over a company? Like, that's crazy.
It's Keisaki. She think out the box all the time.
I don't think Keisaki could have proposed that.
Damn. I try to give you the benefit.
I would have been like, I let you survive for another year.
She'd be like, there's nothing I can do.
Nah, but.
There's nothing I can do.
So sorry.
You got it.
I'll be like, I'm trying to read.
You trying to read?
And what? Reread. Look,
that's a lot of documentation. Lawyers read a lot. And they have to maintain a lot of what they read, too. Like, they have to have really good memory. I'm going to be honest. Case Arc ain't
okay. Case closed.
I struggle stick reading to your day this job. Shit, okay? Like, I struggle reading this shit. I struggle having parent meetings. That's funny. Okay. Let's just move on from that.
Shout out to lawyers out there that do that. Mm-hmm. Not me, though.
I need someone to be my lawyer working on this podcast.
Cause... I'm excited that Blue Lock got announced for a season 2 really fast. I don't know. I'm curious about that movie, though.
I'm actually curious to see if the movie... One, if the movie's going to be, like, straight away from the actual premise. I mean, not the premise, but, like, the storyline of the anime. Or is it going to pull a Demon Slayer and actually have it be, like, an arc or a sequence to it?
Seems like anime movies are definitely a trend. to be looked out for within the next coming years, because Spy Family is getting a movie too, and I'm just like, what possibly could y'all be making a movie about?
I'm gonna be honest, I doubt I will see any of those in the movies.
Hey man, watch the movies. You gonna watch? You ain't gonna watch the Black Clover movie?
That's coming out on Netflix.
She said she didn't want to watch them.
Yeah, I'll watch it if it's on Netflix, but like, I'm not gonna go pay. I'm sorry, I am not gonna go pay money to see Blue.
You're done. You're boycotting anime movies now.
No, I'm not boycotting. Like, if My Hero Academia decides to come out with a movie, I'll go watch it. Because all their movies have been fire. Demon Slayer. And Demon Slayer. No. I'm sorry. I'm not gonna. No. First off, what killed me is when they came out with the movie, which the movie was great, but, like, then had a whole season release of the same movie. And episodes that I could have just watched for free. And then had to torture me and watch this man die 50 million ways. Like,
Demon Slayer definitely needs to rethink their marketing, because it's a lot of shoving down the audience throats, a lot of repetition, same old thing. Yeah. They just remix 100 times. Like, we get it. We love it. It's finally a mainstream popularity, but please don't like turn people off by doing this.
Yeah, like, it's a lot of repetition. I think that's what I don't. But My Hero Academia, I'll go see any date. Blue Lock, I probably won't. I'll wait till it comes out.
I don't even know if Blue Lock will even be in the theaters. I don't even think it's that popular to get a movie in the theaters. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. But we could talk about season one in this next coming segment. Moving on. We are going to be talking about the winter 2023 anime and spring 2023 watch list. But before we get to our watch list, let's go backwards and talk about the winter 2023 anime review. How did you guys overall, in general, feel about winter anime just as a whole?
I wasn't that big a fan of a lot of the anime that came out. I do have a couple of ones that I definitely enjoyed, but normally I watch a lot more of a seasonal lineup, but I don't know, winter just didn't do it all that much for me, I guess.
Fall hit the spot.
Fall definitely hit the spot, and then it felt kind of flat in winter.
Yeah. And even with, like, the continuations of the show, right? Like, in fall, you had the earlier start of My Hero Academia, the earlier start of Blue Lock, and it was all fire at the time. It was great. But then it went into winter, and that second half of those animes just... Yeah. It went flat.
I think the biggest disappointment for me of this season was Tokyo Revengers. I'm so sad, because y'all know how much I hyped this manga, this anime up.
You did. I feel bamboozled.
I really am upset about this.
I feel a little bamboozled. It's all your fault, but it's okay. I have a whole pillow with these men on it from Tokyo Revengers, because I was so pro Tokyo Revengers.
Also, really unrelated and side note, but did my Annie list get hacked? Because it says my kitty list, and on every photo of the anime is a cat.
Yeah, looks like a hacker.
No.
I am like, why is there a bunch of cats?
No, you're wrong. No.
All over this thing.
No, you're wrong. Hold on, you're wrong.
No,
you're
go
wrong.
To my Annie list. It says my kitty list.
My anime list or my Annie?
Myanimelist.net, like the official one, or is it .com? Maybe that's why, I don't know. But it looks like myannielist.com, but this is my kitty list. And it's full of kitties.
Where do you see that kitty list?
Oh, I see
my kitty list.
Oh, I don't see that.
Oh my god, there's literally a bunch of cats. Literally a bunch of cats. Like, every single.
See, I'm glad you said something, because I thought I got
And there's
hacked.
Like paw prints.
I thought I got hacked.
I'm so confused.
No, why would you get hacked? No. Is this real? Hold on. Top anime. Does it all have kitty? It literally has kitty. I think they got hacked. It. No! Oh my god. Do you see what they did to Full Metal Alchemist?
No, what did they do?
Did you see what they did to Bleach?
Oh my god, what did they do? Oh my god, okay. I gotta see. Oh my gosh, we are like so off topic, but it just shocked the hell out of me. I'm just like, why?
Holy shit.
Am I seeing cats?
No, is this real? No, okay, so if you go to top. They gave the cat
Ed's hair and his arm. I'm dying right now. Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah, it's definitely hacked.
Hitsu, get a picture of this.
And Bleach.
Oh look, yours is hacked too. Now it's showing your kitties.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
I wonder if there's like a celebration going on though.
What type of celebration?
You think it could be a celebration?
Today's cat day in Japan?
Maybe.
There is a cat day in Japan and it's not today.
It was last month.
Okay.
Okay, let's get back on track and actually discuss what's in 2023 anime, but now all the pictures are covered by cats. Either way, we're gonna back to what I was saying. Yes, Tokyo Revengers. I am so disappointed. Oh my gosh, yeah. It was supposed to be the Christmas showdown arc. They were supposed to be duking it out. I don't know if it was the pacing or what happened, but it just...
It was Disney. It was stuck in Disney jail.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I thought after Bleach, you know, Disney was going to do its thing. Well, honestly, Disney has done really good. I just don't know what it is about Tokyo Revengers because they did an amazing job with that other anime too, Summertime Rendering. So, I don't know. Like,
so here's the thing: Disney has nothing to do with the creation of the anime, right? Like, it's still created by its studios. Blah blah blah. Disney is just a platform in which it allows for the show to be distributed, right? But the thing about Disney is that, you know, it's very like you can only get access to it if you are subscribed, right? Like you have a subscription, whatever you're paying for Disney. A lot of us though who watch anime have dedicated like our anime money to things like Crunchyroll. And so it's really exhausting to have to flip through Netflix and Amazon and all of these other platforms just to watch anime. And I think there's not enough new anime that is exclusive to Disney to make somebody just solely want to get a Hulu subscription, right? So I think like Tokyo Revengers has the potential to be good, but I don't think it got enough hype as it could have been because it was stuck in Disney jail. So not a lot of people could watch it.
I don't think it was stuck in Disney jail. I don't think it was stuck in Disney jail, but I do get the whole paying for extra stuff. But I feel like a lot of people that watch anime also have Disney Plus because there's a lot of other things on Disney Plus to watch outside of anime that people really enjoy, like The Mandalorian, the Marvel series that they have coming out, Boba Fett. Like there's a lot on Disney Plus. So I just think that people were very hyped when it first came out. Like it was trending. People were like watching episode one and then they're like, okay, well, episode one was cool. Let's see if it picks up episode two. Episode two is cool, but it just was moving slowly. The pacing was really bad. So I don't know if it has anything to do with the apps per se. That's like a personal preference. Like me, I have all the apps. It doesn't bother me. And then you have people that don't have all the apps and just don't prefer. So I think it's a preference thing. I just think that they just did a really bad job adapting season two. They just did a pretty bad job.
Was it the adaptation or was it the storyline in the first place? Because I feel like they followed the manga pretty
closely. No, they did. I don't think it has to do anything with the storyline. It's just sometimes things are better in a manga. you know? Like sometimes the fans enjoy the manga more than they enjoy the anime, and I think Tokyo Revengers is one of those shows. Because the manga's phenomenal.
True.
Like, watching that Christmas Showdown arc, I loved every minute of it that I read, so I don't know, I just think that it's a little bit, I don't know, sometimes the emotions and what you want to portray in the manga, or that has been portrayed in the manga, just cannot translate into an anime as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would say, though, if you are not a fan of season 2 of Tokyo Revengers, read the manga. Just read the manga.
Yeah. You know, there are a lot of, like, stories that are, like, mangas that are really great to read that don't always make the best adaptations. I don't know why. Like, they're great stories to read, but sometimes the adaptations just don't do it justice. And I feel like this is one of those.
Which
cases.
Is a bummer, because season 1 was so damn good.
Yeah.
Season 1 was really good.
Really,
it was
really good.
I will say that. Yeah, Tokyo Revengers fell flat to me, and I saw the first, like, 4 episodes, and then after that, I stopped watching it.
That seems to be the trend of this winter 2023 anime, at least for me on my end. Like, I gave it a shot. I watched maybe...
But it's a slow burn.
1 through 4 episodes, and I'm like, I don't think this is for me.
Oh, y'all need to do better.
I don't think this is for me.
What do you mean?
Okay, Keisaki, what's another anime outside of Tokyo Revengers that has you feeling the exact same way? Like, you started it, thought you would like it, and then it just kind of fell flat.
Vinland Saga.
Well, I feel like Vinland Saga this season is supposed to be a slow burn, at least for part 1. They are releasing a part 2, which is, I believe, I don't want to spoil anything, but it'll get a little bit more, you know, we'll get a little bit more of what we're used to than season 1, but I think part 1, it is going to be a slow burn. We're not going to get that action, yeah, that goriness, that violence, because that's not who Thorfinn is anymore. He's broken.
Mm-hmm. We're trying to bring Thorfinn back.
And listen, I hear that.
But she ain't trying to hear that.
However.
She hear that, but she ain't trying
to
hear
that. No, I hear that, and this is why it makes it one of those seasons that you wait until it finishes, and then you just binge it, right? Like, this is a binging series. It's not a, I'm a sit and wait weekly to watch you type of thing, because it is a slow burn, and it's such a long, slow burn. Like, I stopped at 9 episodes, but they released 13 episodes so far, and it's still slowly burning. So, yes, this is, I would put this in my binge, wait till it's done list and watch it.
I do believe that Vinland Saga was beautifully animated. It was cinematic.
It was very beautiful.
I love seeing the character development of all the characters. Oh my gosh, especially Canute.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez Louise. Canute is not the same person anymore.
Different.
He is so different.
He had to grow up.
Oh my gosh, it's crazy. He's a beast, but a very calm one, like a calm and sensible beast.
He gives me Asclad vibes.
He could never be Asclad,
but he's giving the vibes.
He's giving the calm tempered strategist.
Yeah,
that's what Canute is giving to me.
But he vicious at the same time.
Yeah, what he did. What he did when he pulled into that village, yeah. I was like, oh, sir, you're cold. Yeah, you're cold as ice.
He's cold blooded.
You ain't playing around. You want to win this motherfucking war.
He's serious.
He's dead ass serious. He said, you don't take me lightly, because I'm not savage.
There you have it.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
My man said, I don't do the dirty work. I get them to do the dirty
work. Yeah, I don't get my hands dirty. What?
Now, I will say, when it comes to anime that came out in the winter 2023, let me tell you something. Why Not to Pick Up Girls in the Dungeon? If you ain't seen it, please watch it. It's good. I can't explain it. No way better. It is good. Of course, it starts off slow, but as it progresses and gets harder, more difficult, it gets way better. And I'm gonna say this because of how real the battles get. Like, they fight in the dungeon, and they go from, oh, we're kind of hurt, to we could die literally at any turn if we don't give our 110%. Cause season 4, oh, everybody was ready to get it. Everybody could get it. So I will say it did good for this 4th season. Now, if they come out with a 5th, I will be.
They're in a 4th? I thought that was the 5th.
No, that was the 4th.
How
not to pick up girls in a dungeon? Is it wrong to try to pick up girls in a dungeon?
Something like that.
Yeah.
I haven't said that full title in so long.
Girls in dungeon.
I just call it dungeon.
Dungeon of girls.
Not dungeon of girls.
I mean, but girls are in the dungeon.
Why are you saying girls in the dungeon?
It literally says, is it wrong to try to pick up girls in the dungeon, insinuating that there are girls in the dungeon? Yeah, because how else will he pick up girls in the dungeon if girls ain't in the dungeon?
Because they go to the dungeon, but that don't mean they in the dungeon.
So are they in the dungeon?
No, they're not in the dungeon.
So my
but if
thing,
you go in the dungeon, so does not question. Make you in the dungeon?
Does he ever try to actually pick up girls in the
or
dungeon?
Or was that only a season 1 thing? Did that he was... pick up girls in the dungeon?
No, it wasn't a season 1 thing. He tried to pick up a girl in the dungeon.
So she was in the dungeon.
Yeah, but it was one chick.
He wasn't in the dungeon.
That literally is not in the dungeon, just like everybody else. And then they go in the dungeon. And he just so happened to be in the dungeon while she was in the dungeon. And that's it.
So they was in the dungeon.
Oh my God. You make it sound like they be in the dungeon.
But she was in the dungeon.
Listen to me.
He shot in the dungeon.
Monsters are in the dungeon.
So is she.
Girls go into the dungeon.
Girl,
kill the monsters.
And monsters is in the dungeon.
I'm done with you.
So did he ever pick up at least one girl in the dungeon?
He probably picked up multiple girls. What are you talking about? They love him.
They love him.
They call him Belle. They
girls him. In the dungeon love Belle. Noted.
Got it.
I'ma smack both of y'all. This what the hell
hey,
I had to
I'm
with.
So sorry. Oh no.
Good to know.
I swear.
Anyway, Keisaki, what is a spring? We're not on spring. What is a winter anime that you did enjoy, that you loved, your all-time favorite
that you watched? Why is Paul's? Why is Paul's?
That
going
I
across?
Literally watched.
I don't know, because they were hacked. It's my kitty list for the day.
One show that I did watch every single week because it made me happy was Toma-chan is a girl. That shit is gold.
Love it.
It's gold.
Love, 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 love it. Oh, I love that anime so much.
Absolutely.
I even got Hissy to watch a couple episodes of that.
And I like the blonde girl.
Did you like
the
it?
The blonde girl is...
He likes Carol.
Oh.
That's my favorite character.
Yeah, Carol. Carol's... Her voice is so cute to me. I love it.
Yeah, so... Everyone should watch Toma-chan as a girl.
Me.
No exceptions. Not up for debate. It is probably one of the best animes to premiere this season. It has everything. The cute romance, the building of the ship, the humor, it even has some fighting in there. Like it's just such a good anime. And they did such an amazing job taking these peculiar personalities and form and putting them all together to mesh very, very well with each other. I love it. And I think it's a
my favorite
good
one.
Representation of a tomboy, a feminine tomboy. Like, she is a tomboy, but she also is a female, and she's navigating how to
You're
tap
right.
into her feminine energy. It's I love it.
You're right. They didn't make her too masculine, and they didn't make her too feminine, but there's very little fan service. Mm-hmm. which I thought, like, oh, there's going to be, like, a lot of fan service of, like, her tripping and falling and, oh, my God, there's her. No, she's a tomboy. Tomboy, 100%. It is so good. I 1,000% recommend. If you didn't get anything from this season, watch that show.
For sure. Another show that I think everyone should also watch that's very cute is Buddy Daddies. I love Buddy Daddies. Oh my God. That one was cute. Okay. So, if no one knows what Buddy Daddies is, which I find that very hard to believe, because everyone knows about Buddy Daddies, but it's about two assassins or hitmen that work together, live together, they're partners, and they end up becoming the adoptive fathers of a child. She's 4 years old. And their life just gets completely turned upside down because they still want to do the work that they're doing, but also they become very attached to this little girl, and we just get to watch them be amazing dads to her. It's so funny. It's so cute. You're gonna be like, oh, it's sad too, which I didn't realize it was going to be sad, but some of the backstories of the fathers, it's heartbreaking. Even the little girl didn't come from such a great background herself, so I would definitely recommend everyone watch that one.
It's reminding me of Spy Family.
Yeah, kinda.
I think the timing of it kind of maybe wasn't the best, but it's still good. Like, it's different. It's different. Definitely different.
And I think that's why it did so well.
Family.
Because instead of it being a mom and a dad and a little girl, it's two men raising a girl.
It's two men.
Which you don't really see that, not very often, especially, like, not in mainstream media, but also not in anime. So this is the very first anime that we've seen where two fathers are caring for this little girl, but also they're fucking assassins. Like, they kill niggas. Like, they kill people.
Mm-hmm.
They come home, they go out, kill a bunch of people, wash all the blood, and then make this girl dinner and play with her and put her to bed and take her to daycare and buy her cute clothes.
That sounded a lot like Spy Family.
Well, he doesn't kill anyone.
Who?
In Spy Family. Does he kill? I don't recall him killing. He hurts them really bad, though. But I don't recall him killing anybody. I don't know. It's been a while.
Well, I was talking about the concept. I wasn't talking about, like, the literal sense.
Oh, yeah,
sense
of course. Of course, Spy Family? The concept. Yeah, the concept is similar to Spy Family, but...
I don't think they actually killed anybody in Spy Family.
Like, I know
a lot
she
of
did.
The people, like,
oh yeah, she killed your
oh,
innocent.
She killed everybody.
She,
yeah.
She'll get you.
She killed a lot of people.
She don't use guns either.
Yeah, no, she used knives. She murked them bitches. Mm-hmm.
What is that motion?
She's stabbing. Stab, stab. Stab, stab, jab, jab.
I don't know what y'all
she
doing.
She stabbing. She's taking out the pin, right? She's stabbing. You know, she's stabbing them up. Hilarious.
Exactly. Don't come for my neck. Another anime that fell flat. So there's a couple of animes that fell flat for me. Bungle Stray Dogs, Blue Lock, and To Your Eternity. I love all of those shows. I do. But then they fell flat.
I didn't know To Your Eternity was a winter anime.
Hmm?
To Your Eternity was a winter anime?
Yeah, it is.
I thought it came out in the fall.
It did, but it carried over into... Mm-hmm. And so did Blue Lock. Blue Lock carried over. My Hero carried over.
Mm. Yeah, but they're still considered fall.
Yeah, I don't count those. But if you want to count them, because you watch them, share your experience.
I don't count them as, like, new releases, but it is anime that came out. I mean, not came out, but the second half of those seasons came out during winter. And I wasn't really paying attention to those seasons because there wasn't anything going on. Like, My Hero died down after the war, which best season, by the way, their whole season is their best season. Love this season. But after the war, it kind of obviously died down naturally, and so it wasn't as thrilling. And then Blue Lock, after the soccer, like, tournament, like FIFA. Mm-hmm. I think it was FIFA. After FIFA ended, Blue Lock, for me, like, the hype for Blue Lock kind of decreased as well. I don't know why, but it did. And then 2 Year Eternity was just, like, a mellow. I mean, it is always sad, you know? So, I didn't feel like being sad in the winter, because winter is already sad enough, so.
Seasonal depression. Out of all those anime that you listed, the only one that I've finished to completion is My Hero Academia.
Are you finished it?
Yep.
Nice.
I think so. I think it's done. Is it done?
Yes. Yeah, and Chibi cried at the last episode.
I did?
Why?
Because she felt bad for Deku.
For who?
I did?
For Deku.
I thought that was
why?
The second to the last episode.
Oh, because they accepted him back into UA?
It was either the last episode or the second to the last episode.
I think it was the second to the last episode when she made her speech and then he fell to his knees and started crying.
Oh, damn. Yeah, yeah. That was the second to last episode.
And they accepted him back into UA.
She dropped a tear, y'all.
I don't know if I dropped a tear, if that's just Hitsu trying to make up stories again, but it was very moving.
That gangster tear.
That's it.
Now, I will say another winter anime that I highly recommend for those who enjoy my three favorite things: isekais, slime, and food.
And just isekais?
Slime.
And it was created by Studio MAPPA.
Do y'all hear me? This is guaranteed amazing. Guaranteed amazing.
I didn't watch it, but if MAPPA created it, it can't be half bad.
Well, for those who don't know what I'm talking about, it's campfire cooking in another world with my absurd skill. It's basically about a strong, overpowered so-called mystical wolf, or whatever you want to call him, and he basically finds this man that's cooking and is like, oh, what you got there? I like the smell of that. So he gives him his food, he likes it, and he says, okay, cool, I'm gonna work with you and you keep feeding me and I'll protect you. That's all it was, and it was beautiful from there. It's beautiful.
What?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
What?
Yes. And for those of you that have watched it, please let these two know that this is good. This is good anime.
I've had enough.
You can have enough. I haven't.
Well, that's great, Hitsu.
The slime on there is like, he's adorable.
I love that for you.
He's adorable.
I feel like that's all I really have to talk about for winter 2023 anime. I know there was a lot more that came out. I tried Revengers, couldn't get into it. I tried what's that thing called, near
the game
that had Tanjiro's voice actor.
Couldn't get into it.
I tried the ice guy and his cool female colleague.
Oh,
I feel like that was cute,
I tried,
but it was very slow, and I just was not in the mood for slow, especially after coming down from such a high in fall when we got a lot of action. I could not do slow. I really got nothing else. Does anyone else got anything else?
I'm good.
Yeah. Oh, High Card was cool. But yeah,
I would say for overall thoughts of the winter season, it wasn't bad. It was just meh.
Agreed.
You know what? Now that I see something, Death Fruit of Evolution season 2, that was disappointing.
Not something disappointing to Hitsu. Nothing's disappointing to you.
Nah, it's true. Things disappoint me, and that was one of them.
I mean, I guess they were just like, we can drop all the okay anime after fall. They'll be fine.
Yeah.
And then we're going to pick it back up again in spring and summer. Boom, boom, boom.
That's true.
Speaking of spring, boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy.
I'm so excited.
What a freaking lineup.
Man, look at this. We got Hell's Paradise. We got Ancient Magus Bride Season 2. We got Mashle. We got In Another World with My Smartphone 2. Insomniacs After School. The Dangers in My Heart. My Home Hero. This is getting crazy.
That's not even half of it.
What else do we got?
Sound crazy. We got Demon Slayer. We got Dr. Stone. I don't know if you already said it, but Hell's Paradise.
Yeah.
Black Clover.
He said all of that. Man. Black Clover? I thought Black Clover comes out July, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's summer.
That's summer. We're talking about spring.
It's okay.
Wait, does it come out spring?
It says spring. It says spring.
Where does... I don't remember Black Clover coming out this spring.
Let me know.
I thought it was supposed to come out in the summer.
It says
they pushed it back. It was originally supposed to come out in March, I believe. But they pushed it back.
I don't know. But
tell us something we don't know, Kaysaki.
Yeah, I was like, I do not think Black Clover is coming out this
spring. They could have pushed it back. I'm not quite sure, but my current list says spring. So that's why I said it. But it could have pushed it back. I'm not quite sure. They have my love story with Yamada-kun at level 999, which I'm sure that's something that you would like cut his do.
That sounds retarded. But I'll check it out.
That sounds like something you would like Hood Hit to. Ranking of Kings is coming out.
Oh, the I think that's an OVA though.
It's not part of the original plot.
Yeah.
Which I don't like that. Give us the plot. Because that's what we're invested in. I mean, we all love Boji. I love him. I will fight to my last breath for him. Defend him. And whoop anyone's ass that tries him. But if y'all ain't trying to show me the path to getting his powers back, I got a problem.
He don't need his powers back.
I know he don't need his powers back.
He got powers now.
I get that. But he was wrong. He was wronged. And I need him to be righted.
Oh my goodness. Here's one. Kaysaki, what's up with you? You should be loving this. Eden Zero Season 2.
Yes, Fairy Tale, the power of friendship. Did you watch Eden Zero Season 1?
I'm seeing a no.
Yeah, it's giving. So, I did not.
I watched the first couple of episodes and it was giving repetitive, so I stopped watching it.
What about it was repetitive?
Well, first off, every chance that they could get, they referenced Fairy Tail. Like there was a lot of cameos. No. There was a lot of cameos of the main characters in that show, just walking in the background, which is fine, right? For people who nostalgia purposes, right? That's fine. But then I just couldn't wrap my head around Happy being a different character in a different alternative universe. I don't know. I think in theory, I get what he's doing, but he, the artist, the creator of it is commonly known to take characters from his shows and just not make them look too different, and so I don't know, it was throwing me off.
Copy and paste type situation.
It was a lot of copy and paste. But I mean, I'm proud that it got a season 2. That means that somebody liked it.
I'm surprised it got a season 2. I was I didn't really hear a lot of people talking about it. I'm thinking, what do I know?
I mean, somebody liked it.
I'm not a fan of Fairy Tail, not a fan of Eden Zero, so.
Yeah.
Well, I only watched about maybe 6 episodes. And I don't know. Somewhere along the lines, something just said, you tried.
I also heard that Shaman King is coming back, too. I don't know why they did that. I don't know why they did that.
They have a music anime coming out called Ao no Orchestra.
No, what I'm excited for is Oshinoko. Now, Oshinoko is an isekai. There's so many isekais on the spring anime list, but they're good. The plots is giving kind of okay. Some are alright, and some are okay. Oshinoko, I'm super excited for it. So it's literally about a doctor who's obsessed with this famous idol. You all know how people go crazy over idols in Japan, and he ends up dying, unfortunately. But before he dies, the idol becomes pregnant.
And with his baby?
No. He's her doctor. And she came for, you know, she went for a doctor's office, and he was very...
He inseminated like, really her.
He was very sad that,
What?
He's very sad that she became pregnant because, you know, like, that, like how you are, like, super obsessed with your K-pop stars. Yes, and I if am. Any one of them were to be married, or you find out that they were having a baby, like, it would absolutely devastate you.
It would be that like is how it
was
for
him. Like, he found out she was having a baby. He was obviously devastated. I don't know the reasoning behind his death, but he dies along with another patient who becomes, who is a female, and they get reincarnated as those, the idol's babies. Twin babies.
That's creepy. That's weird.
It's creepy but cute. And I feel like it's gonna be really good, and it's gonna be a wild ride. So be on the lookout for Oshinoko, which is coming out this spring. What's the face?
I'm not watching it.
What? I'm watching it.
A grown ass man and a grown ass woman are being reincarnated as their idols.
Yeah.
Children? As the idols' twin babies, yes.
I don't see this going good.
What do you mean? It's like a popular manga, and people, no, and it's actually one of the most anticipated anime of spring 2023. Like, people are actually excited and ready to see this anime. Like, they've been waiting for this manga adaptation.
Is this gonna be the ones where, like, as a baby, he gonna keep hugging up on her breast?
Honestly, right. I don't even know.
And he gonna be talking in his head like, "Yeah, I'm always going to be here."
I honestly don't even know. I don't even think it's a form of fan service attraction. I think he genuinely just wants her to be happy, and he will do anything to make her happy.
I'm imagining, like, the first 6 episodes of Jobless Reincarnation. That's what that show is.
He was snipping he was walking around snipping pens.
Well, I don't think the doctor's a pervert. Like, he's a pervert.
Because,
like,
I don't think he's a pervert. Listen, if that was me and I was in his shoes...
So you're a pervert.
Oh, you're a pervert.
She's a pervert.
She's trying to softly admit that she is a perverted person.
All right, so noted. Keisaki is a pervert. If she was to be reincarnated as a baby to one of her K-pop
idols,
she would be a creep.
Creeper.
I look at her. Look at her nodding. Yeah, I would. Absolutely.
All up in your dad's underwear drawer. That's crazy.
That's a little disturbing.
I would probably be the one to be like, you know how, like, children come in.
Your parents are called CPS on you.
They sneak into their parents' bed and, like, lay in the middle of them. That would be me.
Yeah, they probably just, like, they thought... No, the mom thought Rudis was creepy. She was looking at him like, it was the maid.
The maid was like, something is off about this baby.
He's creepy as hell. She was onto him. Like,
remember when she opened up a trunk? And he just had a bunch of the maids missing panties.
That maid got no room to talk because she the one standing outside the door masturbating to masters having sex. So right? Let's they all perverts.
I've been sleeping they all with perverts him. In that he house. Has a baby with him.
Hey man, they one big happy family now.
No, it was the wife was not happy about that, but she was also like, well, what's done is done.
She pregnant, is like whatever. The chillest wife ever because. Lord knows I would have killed him. He would have had to die.
And then
she would have had to get the fuck out of my house.
And then you would have had a fatherless child.
It's okay.
And you'd have been the murderer of another child's father.
Okay.
She clearly doesn't care.
She don't give a fuck.
She clearly don't care.
Like, he didn't care about me, so why should I care about him? She didn't care about me, then why should I care about her?
You taking lives. He's giving them.
Well, first of all, the dad was the one bringing in the money, actively anyway. The mom was still a baddie, okay? She was a mage, or she had magic, but she took, but she wasn't doing any jobs because she got pregnant. So.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah.
So that gives him the dad's strong. To... He ain't no weak person.
Yes. Now back to spring anime before we go down the rabbit hole of Jawa's reincarnation. What is any other animes that you guys are looking forward to? I know everyone's excited about
Dead Mount. We've
been talking about that to death.
Dead Mount Death Play.
Yes. Oh, great pick. If you are a fan of The Devil's a Part-Timer season one, because we all know season two was a little shaky. It's very similar to The Devil's a Part-Timer. It's a reverse isekai, so instead of a normal person being sent into an alternate world of magic, it is about someone who's from a world of magic that gets launched into the real world.
Yo, I just realized something. Digimon is an isekai.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Anyway, back to Dead Mount Death Play. Oh my gosh. The main character is a hero, of course. And his power is he's a necromancer. So he's able to take that power into the real world with him as a normal teenage person. So that's going to be interesting to see. I love reverse isekais.
I like the ones where they go, but they come back.
But that's the other one.
What
the
fuck?
Yeah.
Is that the other one? The other one that's coming out this spring season? But it's like
what?
It's like the wardrobe that we were just talking about, where you can step through and there's a whole other world, but you can also like go back and forth. Mm-hmm. There's another anime coming out this spring that is just like that. There's like a mirror or some type of door that leads into another world, and he just goes back and forth, and whatever power level he gains in that world, he can just bring it back with
him. Ooh. So another anime that's coming out that kind of reminds me of like One Punch or Mob Psycho, or what's going to easily replace Mob Psycho for me, is the Masho Magic and Muscles. It's an action comedy that's coming out.
That's an interesting take.
Mm-hmm. And it's coming out on Crunchyroll.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to replace One Punch Man or Mob Psycho.
Well, okay. I'm not saying it's replacing or it's going to be better or anything like that, but I'm just saying fill in the gap, because Mob Psycho is gone. It's done. It's no longer coming back, right? So to fill in the gap, there's another anime called Magic and Muscles, and it's supposed to be a comedy. It's an action comedy, like fantasy show, and so I'm actually looking forward to this one. I do want to watch it. I like action comedy shows, so I'm looking forward to this. Manga. Why? There's a show coming out. What?
Yeah, but the manga is what got it to this place. Like, the manga was really popular.
I don't want to. It's a whole show coming out. But I think
the greatest part about Marshall, too, is that, like, he doesn't have magic powers like everyone in the world. Like, it kind of reminds me of Harry Potter, kind of.
Yeah, it looks a little bit like...
Like, they fly, they're witches or wizards, and they fly brooms, and they have magic wands and stuff like that. And he doesn't have magic, so he's kind of like Asta. And he just trains his body and gets really, really strong. And he's just trying to change the norm perspective that, oh, I don't have to have magic to, you know, be this amazing person. I don't need that.
It definitely sounds like Black Clover. The only difference is eventually he did get anti-magic. So
the only difference is
very true. He was
mild-mannered. I was going to say, the biggest difference is that he's more mild-tempered. And he won't scream in your ear for the first 10 episodes, so. Yeah.
So, yeah, other than that, I'm that anime we talking about earlier, about the boy coming back and forth from the new world, is called I Got a Cheat Skill in Another World.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. So stop coming for isekais, because they're coming for us.
No, this season definitely belongs to the isekais for sure. And I'm going to watch them all and see what's hitting and what's not. And you will hear about it for sure. I'll let you know. And at least from my perspective anyway. And then there's also like another isekai that's coming out. But this one is based on a Korean webtoon that I've never read. But I know, but I love hearing the fact that Korean webtoons are getting more anime. Like, keep that shit coming. Like, I love it. And the art is by Whale, and the original story is by Milka. And it's from a female. We get a female main character in this isekai, which I love. There was one that had came out just this past season of a female isekai, and it was also Yuri, and I love that too. I love that type of trope that they're dealing with. And this one, yeah, the male MC is kind of cute too. So I'm trying to see how this goes. Yeah.
You're not allowed to watch it.
Why?
That says
because of the male MC, another 2D character to simp over.
Another 2D character.
Well, you better get it together because JJK is coming, and I'm simping over a lot of characters in JJK season 2.
There's another show coming out. I don't know if you mentioned this, but it says Summoned to Another World for a second time.
Oh no, never heard of that one.
So
is that the one where it's like again?
Or have I heard of that one?
So this one is a hero who was summoned to another world, and he had already saved that world.
Oh, we were talking about this the other day.
We were talking about it. We forgot to put it on the list.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how pissed I'd be?
Yeah, mad as shit.
Bro, you summoned me to your world. I fix your shit, defeat your demon lord, whatever the fuck, right? And then all of a sudden, I'm living my life thinking I'm all good. I done came back. I ain't got to worry about that no more.
But he comes back and boom, as a baby.
Huh?
He comes back as a baby.
So he had reincarnated. He's stuck.
Yeah. He's stuck. He's trapped.
Oh, no.
And he was forcefully returned to that world.
But instead of forcefully returned, like, summon back, they didn't even summon him back. They reincarnated. You have to see me, goddesses and gods. You would have to... you would have to see me stat. Like, what?
Nah.
Like, what?
I'm not fighting nothing.
I'm just gonna watch it for the pure fact that if this boy don't get mad at shit, I'm gonna get mad at shit for him.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm mad. Fuck that. But if he not mad, he must enjoy it.
Because imagine if this was Subaru.
Oh,
he finally made it back.
Oh.
Just to get reincarnated back as a baby. Oh my word.
Cause now that's terrible on three accords. One, he can no longer be with Rim.
Yep.
Two, he cannot be with Amelia either.
And I don't even care about Amelia.
And three, if that boy keep dying as a baby,
that witch gonna sniff him out the moment he step foot back.
She gonna grab
she gonna
his
sniff him out the moment.
She gonna grab his ass.
I smell Subaru.
I love you. I love you.
Daisuke.
No, stop that. Stop that right now.
Hollering. Oh my gosh.
Yo.
Oh my goodness.
That is fucked up. That is an isekai I might watch.
Why? Just because it the main torture. Character is tormenting.
The torture.
She's
sadistic.
You know what? It's a good one for you. Hmm. Insomniacs After School.
Oh, I saw that one. I was like, that's gonna be a chill. I don't know if it's gonna be boring though, but I do want to watch it.
I am excited for Heavenly Delusion. That comes out tomorrow technically, but this audio is not coming out tomorrow, but when I watch it, it'll be tomorrow. And I love Supernatural. It's a seinen. Oh my gosh, we have like, I love seinens. They're low-key dope as fuck. And this has to do with like it's an apocalyptic world. Japan is destroyed. The youth is being raised by robots in kind of like this robotic, futuristic, The Promised Neverland style situation. And some supernatural beings, you know, get a hold of one of the kids and say, hey, come outside. Come play on some Pennywise shit.
Not on some Pennywise.
Some Pennywise shit. Come play.
No cap. I wouldn't even have. I'm not even would have messed with Pennywise. That's a creepy ass clown.
Lastly, well, I don't know if it's lastly, but Tokyo Mew Mew New is getting a second season.
It is. Oh my gosh, I saw that season one was on High Dive. Surprised that it was.
It's on High Dive. Yeah.
Surprised that I saw that, and I was like, yeah. "Wow, this is on High Dive." And I was wondering because I was like gonna watch it, but I didn't see it on Crunchyroll, and I wasn't. I got rid of my High Dive subscription. But then when I started watching Eminence and Shadow, I had realized that was on the simulcast, and I was like, "Oh my goodness."
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch it? Was it good?
No, I did not.
Oh, well, what the fuck?
She just wanted to say something about it.
I was like, you recommended it? Did you watch this one? I'm excited. I want the tea. And I ain't got no tea. The tea is cold. She ain't got nothing.
I was just announcing that it was coming out with the second season. That's all.
She said, it's just letting you know.
Just letting you know.
I don't know what's going on.
Good old K-Saki.
That's on brand for you. Hollering. Oh my goodness.
I haven't seen it. I'm probably not going to see it, but you know. Have you guys ever heard of Skip and Loafer?
I have. I saw the trailer for that. That doesn't look like something that I would watch, but no. I feel like a lot of people would be interested in it.
What's it about?
It's literally about a country girl that moves to the city to attend school and just deals with the reality of a complete culture, like
a culture shock.
Oh, she's learning the difference between being in the
from
city.
The country, yeah. To the
it's
city,
just a culture shock. I feel like it's a coming of age. Yeah. Coming of age.
It's anime. Definitely a for the, slice
for the preteens.
Of life. For the preteens, yes.
Yeah, it's a slice of life for sure.
There you go.
Yeah.
Any more?
There are so many more, but I think My Home Hero was the last one that's definitely on my most anticipated list because it's such a different. I think two more actually. My Home Hero, which is about the salary man that killed the boyfriend that abused his daughter.
Uh huh.
And that murder led to a whole whirlwind of shit with the Yakuza. It gets real. Definitely want to watch that. And then The Dangers in My Heart, just because I feel like it's going to be really funny. It's literally about a boy who thinks about nothing but murder, and the one person that he thinks about murdering is a student in his classroom who's this really popular girl. So yeah. I just want to see what he thinks about.
See, this is why you and Keisaki are friends.
What?
Y'all sadistic.
No, like, I don't know. Like, sometimes the psychological thrillers and it be pulling you in.
They're
says
great.
The man who put me on the Eminence and Shadow. That's sadistic show.
That's not sadistic.
What?
Yes, it is.
What?
How?
Yes, it is.
The amount of murders that I witnessed in Eminence and Shadow?
That's just war.
They weren't even at war. He would just go out and play this dark bandit like he did, this dark vigilante in his spare time like he did when he was in the real world, and he just killed people. And he's rich at that. He's rich, okay? He's not as rich as the rich, but he's rich enough. And he would go out and kill bandits and then steal their money.
Because they kill innocent people.
Okay, but what I'm saying is...
He avenged them.
Did he really avenge them, or did he just want to kill?
He avenged them.
Anyway... You, the pot calling the kettle black.
The man cares about nothing but being a hero.
First of all, you watch anime about girls in dungeons.
They aren't in dungeons. I'm done.
I mean, where are they, though?
They're in the fucking dungeon.
Exactly.
They are up there with everybody else.
He
they go in the dungeon.
But he
the
has
title
to pick
states
them up
that
the
girls
dungeon.
Be in the dungeon.
Right.
Because it wasn't girl, it was girls, plural, which means there are multiple girls in the dungeon.
And this better be a tutorial, because I don't think it's a tutorial.
It says girls.
And he doesn't even give you a tutorial about how to actually pick them up. He's just
because he don't know how.
But he just be getting them.
Pick up girls in a dungeon.
Well, he only tried to pick up one.
Multiple.
And she don't live in the dungeon.
Well, it don't matter.
I'm not talking to you.
Anyway, any last recommendations for spring 2023 anime that has an amazing, phenomenal lineup? I would highly recommend everyone going to My Anilist and getting the complete and full list of anime that comes out, because there could be some that aren't as marketed, that fly under the radar, that is still really good, but right now it's not My Anilist, it's My Kitty List. So
yeah, and not any kitty in the provocative way, kitty in a cute way.
Well, nobody was thinking of it.
Nobody was thinking of that.
No one was thinking of it that way.
I don't know. You keep saying,
you know what we should do? We should take a picture of this, or like a screenshot of it, and put it on the Twitter.
I literally said that.
That's what Kaysaki did.
Yeah, because I don't want people to look at this when this episode come out, and they be like,
what the hell are they talking about? They
is tripping.
They seeing shit. They tripping off acid, PCP.
They is over here tripping.
They seeing some shit that ain't there.
What is Three Weaves smoking?
They got that good shit.
They got that good shit.
We are sober. We are sober. But yeah, yes. Any honorable mentions?
No, I'm good.
Kaysaki, what about you?
Yeah, I have one honorable mention.
Alrighty.
If they remake Rurouni Kenshin, they better use the same theme song, and they better make it look as good as Bleach. That's it.
We'll see.
They might. You never know. We're just going to have to watch and find out. All right, guys. Till next time.
Bye.